With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Anger and outrage spilling out of Minneapolis streets over the fatal shooting of a woman the day before by an ICE officer, and a new incident Thursday. Federal agents in Portland, Oregon have shot and wounded two people. Also, more reports surfacing once again. Many of the rioters in the streets, apparently not locals, but individuals from out of state who in many cases are apparently being paid to demonstrate. The Senate has advanced a war powers resolution that would block the president's use of the armed forces to engage in hostilities within or against Venezuela, unless authorized by Congress. A small group of Republicans joined the Democrats to advance the resolution by a vote of 52 to 47. Virginia Senator Tim Kaine, who forced the vote, says Congress cannot be kept out of discussions.
I came to the Senate obsessed about these war power issues because I'm a military dad and I represent a state that has deep, deep military equities. But we all should be obsessed about it. None of us should want this president or any president taking our sons and daughters to war without notice, consultation, debate, and vote in Congress.
House of Representatives unable to override President Trump's two vetoes of bipartisan bills.
In two separate votes, House lawmakers fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to override the presidential vetoes. One bill was designed to help local communities pay for construction of a drinking water pipeline in Colorado. The other designated a site in Everglades National Park as part of the Miccosukee Indian Reservation.
That is correspondent Greg Clugston. Filings for unemployment benefits rose in the last week of 2025. Number of Americans filing for the week ending January 3rd rose by 8,000. This is SRN News. Wyoming's highest court has struck down two pro-life laws.
Abortion will remain legal in Wyoming after the state Supreme Court ruled that two laws barring the procedure violate the state constitution. One of the laws included the country's first explicit ban on abortion pills. Even though Wyoming is one of the most conservative states, the court's 4-1 ruling was unsurprising. Justices upheld every previous lower court ruling that the abortion bans violated the state constitution. Bill Alexander reporting.
Authorities in Nepal imposing a curfew on a key border city after Hindu and Muslim groups began protesting against one another. Vandalism of a mosque over the weekend sparked the protest. In the curfew orders, no one would be allowed in the streets and all gatherings and demonstrations banned. Notice also warned violators could be shot by security teams. This is SRN News. New York City Mayor Zoran Mondami and Governor Kathy Hochul announcing a major initiative, a free child care plan, a plan with a lot of questions.
This is the day that everything changes.
Governor Hochul calls the initiative a transformative step toward easing New York's notoriously high cost of living. The plan is for the program to begin slowly, focusing first on high-end areas selected by the city, then expanding gradually over years until it becomes a universal program.
We take one step to realizing a city where every New Yorker, every family, every child can afford to keep calling it their home.
However, there is a problem. Many New Yorkers quick to point out, neither Mondami nor Hochul have said one word yet just how the free child care plan will be paid for and who will fork over the necessary money. More details, srnnews.com.